It's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kid Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. Like I said, of course, being joined by Gene Bolduc. Are you ready for the question?
I'm a duck on a rainy day, so yeah, I'm ready.
Ready for the question.
I'm
all right.
Paddling.
Here is today's question. So gather around the radio and let's see what answers we can come up with. If you made a time capsule that would be opened 100 years from now, what three items would you put in it?
Oh, I get to put three items in it. Okay, so one, I can rule out a block of blue cheese. Probably not a good idea, right?
That might go bad.
That could go bad in that amount of time.
Slightly?
Yeah. Although, you know, yeah, okay. So no food items, no Coke, no beer.
Well, except for Twinkies.
Twinkies would still be great. That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Twinkies.
Unless you watch The Simpsons and then you find out. Then they just turn into liquor.
They're really, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, they ferment?
I think it's the Simpsons movie, I believe.
Oh, like after, year 75?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Homer pops open a safe and pulls out a Twinkie and sticks a straw in it and just starts drinking.
Because he would.
Because Homer, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Homer, because
yes,
he
course.
Would.
Yes.
So what would I put in it? Well, I'd put a smartphone in it, because if you want to understand society in 2019,
okay.
You better
so
have a smartphone.
More likely you're trying to show them what life was
what
like,
life
not to help
like.
You, because I really hope there are smarter phones in 100 years than what
yes,
we have
well,
now.
Yes, well, I just assume so. And their archaeologists will look at it, you know, much like
how
we,
did they communicate
like we, like
with
we
these...
would look at a telegraph.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now,
how did
right?
they communicate? It's almost like scratchings into a rock.
Did, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it, let's see, it would be that. This is hard. What do you think? What do you got? Of course, there'd have to be a radio microphone, because that's the center of all things.
Of course. I'm thinking rain jacket right now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's a thought. I think they'll be having a lot of rain by 100 years.
What happens if it rains when you...
Well, maybe they'll just go out and say, well, of course, I'll activate my shield. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point. What
is
your problem? Yeah, and then take my jetpack and go home a different way.
Well, I think one of the questions that this question actually raises is... I mean, who's opening this thing? Is it you?
Who's opening it, right? Do they have a can opener? Maybe there should be a can opener in there.
Possible. So,
and,
okay, so far we've got...
And how big is it? It can be as big as we want, right?
Yes.
So it could be...
The item could be huge.
This studio could be one item in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Or a stuffed elephant.
And then all the seeds, you know, they have all the seeds to restart every kind of plant
yes.
on Earth.
Well,
so,
I mean, that's already a thing, I believe.
That's already a thing.
Greenland, Iceland, maybe?
Does anybody know where it is?
Yeah,
somebody needs to
inform me where
so
that is.
So that's what will be in ours. It will be a
yeah,
map.
A map. There we go.
About where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, pictures of Earth from the moon in case they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You forget things.
You do forget.
You'd be surprised how people forget things.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, that is actually an interesting concept of finding something from 100 years previously in the future, because let's take it in reverse. So let's say this is 1919, you know. What are we putting into a time capsule to open in 2019? Put in
to
something,
tell us what we needed to know about 1919.
Right, yeah. And it's like something that maybe has kind of gotten lost in the midst of history or whatever, but was very prevalent on the day you put it in
right.
this time capsule.
Well, I, you know, just because of my background and where my life has been and so forth, I have to say I would put the Washington Post in there. You know, I think there should be, you know, a major
mm-hmm.
daily newspaper,
right.
which probably has some reference to almost every area of American life, sports and real estate
right.
and politics.
Then, you know, and then maybe 100 years from now, they pop open that Washington Post, let's say, when they
yeah.
find it and they're looking at it like, wow.
It's on paper.
Well, not even that as well,
why
right?
Why would you do that?
When you have... past.
That's right.
But looking at it and maybe something that they're in the future, like, well, that was kind of a minor thing that, you know, it turns out to be something minor, which at the time we're like, oh, this is bad. And it's on like the front page. And you're like, wow, we didn't think it was that big of an issue.
We didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah.
This tiny story on page A99.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you an interesting time capsule like story very quickly. When I was a kid, when I was about 12, my grandparents took me to a distant relative's home. Interestingly enough, in Walker's Point, Maine, the next door neighbors are the Bushes, literally. And anyway, Aunt Millie, cousin Millie, was replacing the roof on her house. And so they took off these shingled roofs, roof panels, and they removed, carefully enough to have kept them intact, what was under it. You know, we would use tar paper now, but when she had her roof done, and that was at right around 1919, it was right over, it's a funny time frame. This was in the early 70s, and they used newspapers. And so here were boxes and boxes of old newspapers that that they had just collected up. They were just going to throw them out. And I took a fistful of them and brought them home, and I'm reading these 50 and 60 year old newspapers, and they were absolutely fascinating, especially the ads.
Well, that's something, if you've never done, if you've gone to the library that keep older newspapers on just on digital, a microfiche, or now they're switching them over to digital.
Right, right.
And you go back and just scroll through newspapers from, you know, say you're. It's always fun to maybe pick a day, like my
birthday
30 years before I was born, what happened?
Right.
And you just start scrolling through and just looking. And it's amazing sometimes the connections you make. We had,
of course,
Scott Washington was on yesterday with History Matters. We had him on last night, and we were talking about some things. And this week, locally, is very interesting because, of course, you had the actual end of the Civil War with the signing of the peace treaty at Bennett's Place just up the road.
Right.
But, and me and him noticed this after we had actually ended the conversation and gone to break, Ulysses S. Grant had to come down and basically ratify the treaty, because this is after Robert E. Lee had surrendered. This
That was the last troop surrender, right?
That was the last troop surrender, was at Bennett Place right up the road here. And Ulysses S. Grant had to come down to basically ratify the treaty because there was some weird wording in it that they wanted to get clarification on, something to do with your property will be returned, which, if you think about what the Civil War was fought over, that gets a little dicey.
Yeah,
right,
when we say property,
what are we talking here?
Yeah.
Right. So he had to come down and basically figure out what they meant by property.
Right.
Do they mean just your house comes back to you or what?
Yeah.
But the thing that we had noticed afterwards, that was on, I believe, April 23rd, 24th,
right, that sounds
25th,
right.
somewhere in there.
Right.
Ulysses S. Grant's birthday is the 26th.
Nice birthday present.
Right. The
a
Civil
trip
War,
to Durham.
I believe it was the 25th, so it would have been yesterday, however many years ago.
Wow.
And then Ulysses S. Grant's birthday is today. Basically, the Civil War ended the day before Ulysses S. Grant's birthday.
Just got it in.
And just the connections that you make, just looking at different days in history and the things that happen.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of great stuff in Hillsboro about that troop surrender and about Bennett Place and the very, very important events that happened in the Civil War that have North Carolina connections. Very interesting.
So there you go. If you have, if you're driving around or at home eating a snack, ask your child this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag KidsQ. Well, Gene's not leaving just yet.
Not
here
yet.
In just a minute, we're going to do thing